brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Duh, lady. Sausage.
That's Curtis yelling at a woman.
Was the last part sausage?
I think it might have been. Swear a lot, is it?
He called her, you silly sausage.
Duh, lady. Sausage.
Makes no sense, Curtis. Hi, Carrie.
What the bleep did I miss?
I don't even know. Carrie, I don't even know what I said there. Duh, lady. Sausage.
You've got a lot of nerve.
Q-Zip's having a little fun with audio this morning. He's bored.
I like fun with audio. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, so since the last time
is that part of your new job application?
Well, you told me to get busy and prove myself, so here I am proving myself to you, Carrie.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
So you're okay.
See where it goes.
The bar is set low if this is your...
I got to tell you.
Right. Not your best part.
You don't have to do a whole lot. I got that conference table delivered yesterday, and even the small parts I can't even lift. I mean, it's bad.
Looks like you're going
to... Well, at least you have all the free time right now to kind of set it up and read the manual.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing going on.
Yeah. Nothing going on.
What's the latest?
Anything changed since the last time you talked to us?
Just a lot of the same confusion about how close this really is. I don't think it's super close, but... they've got to get it done. I mean, they just got to get it done. I think the one thing that we've learned this morning is that people on Sooner Scoop get really mad when I talk about coaching searches and don't include them. I don't know. It's like I had to go. I would have been on Sooner, but I had to like calm a firestorm that was going on the board. Like Carrie said this on the Sports Animal this morning. You didn't tell us first. It's like I didn't say any. See, here's the problem. This is the problem with you. It's you guys. This is my beef with you guys.
Me?
You come on here and I say stuff, and you twist my words, and you screw around because you're a bunch of jackals. Sorry, I didn't. Anyway.
By the way, the guy who does that's
named Spinoza,
that I ever
say,
okay.
Nothing that I ever say gets put out there like I actually say it, and then everybody gets mad at me.
All right, so let me define your words right now. Okay, I'm going to ask you a very direct question, very specific.
Oh, God. You're going to try and trap me is what you're saying.
Yes. Okay. You said something earlier, which I appreciate very much about, because, I mean, you really like being looked at as somebody who's going to give you real content, real information. We're not just going to throw stuff against the wall. And if it's not right, say, oh, man, you know, it's a fluid situation. I appreciate you saying that out loud because I do believe you as a man of integrity when it comes to this. Away from it. You're just
that.
Big and generous as I am. But as far as this is concerned, but let me ask you, since you won't throw a name out there, I just want to know, do you, Carrie Murdoch, have a strong feeling of who you think it's going to be? And I'm not going to ask you who it's going to be. I'm not going to bother you with that question. I mean, but do you, and your staff, you know, you guys talk. You probably talk to all of your brethren. I mean, you do the same thing you do all over the country. You guys are sharing information.
Right.
But do you have a strong feeling that you know who it is going to be?
I am as confused right now as who it's going to be as I have been since this process started.
Oh, wow. Because this morning you really seemed, I mean, fresh out of the gate, you were like, man, I got to, pretty strong feeling something could happen.
Like, okay, so here's the thing, and I was thinking about this. I'm back home now. I had to come get trash bags because I've made such a mess of the office. So, you know, the whole LSU thing and what's going on, like, with Brent Venables right now, like, there's this echo chamber. And I know this because I got this email last night, and Matt Meyer asked me the very same question because someone emailed him the very same thing. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I don't think I'm destroying confidence here. Like, Scissorhands had texted us something as well. And like, the echo, that's just going right into the echo chamber. And that echo chamber keeps, you know, growing. And it's always the same thing. It's going to be Brent Venables. It's about to be announced. And what happens is, you know, someone jumps the gun just like they did at LSU. And then it grows and it grows and it grows. And people keep saying it and keep saying it because they don't hear anything else. Until you start really looking, until you a source that you checked with 2 days ago calls you and said, hey, I just heard something really interesting. And then it takes you on an entirely different journey. And you think, OK, well, this echo chamber is not going to slow down. It's not going to get any quieter. It's only going to grow. Yet I'm looking at this other arc now of where this might be headed. And I'm not talking about it yet. And I haven't.
Well,
nor should you. I mean, if you don't have it,
the echo chamber will not stop. It's going to keep saying Venables, 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 Venables. And you know what? It could be Venables. The arc that I am on still includes Venables, but it's opening up to other people.
Well, according to the sportsanimal.com survey, Brent Venables is the number one choice of OU fans.
Well, there you have it.
But then,
that's the thing that people know. I mean, I think Venables would be a really good coach. I would love to see him as the head coach at Oklahoma. I've kept in touch with him over the years. I've watched what he's done. He's obviously done a fantastic job at Clemson.
But what if he doesn't want to be a head coach? He hasn't wanted to up until now.
But you're talking about a head coach.
Right.
I mean, It's a different thing. It's not a slam dunk. I mean, how will he handle his role as a head coach? I don't know. Does he want to be a head coach?
He's making $2 million to not be a head coach right now.
Yeah,
I can tell you this. I feel pretty confident that Brent Venables, if offered the job, he would take it absolutely 100%. But at this point, he has not been offered the job.
According to our non-scientific poll at thesportsanimal.com, listeners believe Luke Fickell is the second
most likely.
Again, another guy who – so let me jump. So you brought up that name. I think if there's a job that's open right now that really probably prefers
Notre
Dame. Fickell, it's Notre Dame.
Yep.
And that also brings up the whole, hey, Luke Fickell still is kind of coaching. Mm-hmm. So if you have to make an announcement, you're probably going to have to wait at least 1 week, if not more.
If I'm him, I'm going to make it. I mean, I'm going to say, listen, no question. We're not talking about this now until we finish up with this.
Or you know, the whole thing, we said it could be someone either coaching either this weekend or possibly at a playoff or someone in the NFL. You know, we've thrown out the Matt Rhule names or whoever, Kellen Moore. I'm just throwing names, okay? I'm not saying you've said that or anybody said that. But if that's the case, again, you're going up against – people that are already working and are working currently, and maybe that's where Bob Stoops comes in, Kerry, as a benefit, because he can hold it down as long as he can, more than most teams could while waiting on somebody.
Yeah, you're in an advantageous situation much more than everybody else.
Cincinnati has no Bob Stoops to lean on if trying to hold things down. Like, of course, they're not going to, because, you know, they're playing for – like, if they lost to Houston, then maybe Luke Fickell is at Notre Dame the day after. That's just, you know, the way it would work.
As big an SOB as Brian Kelly looks, Luke Fickell not coaching that team, Cincinnati, in a playoff game would be the most bastardy thing that anybody has ever done, most despicable thing that any coach has ever done.
I kind of think he would still coach
choose to do that, which I don't think he would.
Yeah, the thing you worry about is just like with Lincoln Riley, like if he has one foot out the door and he's negotiating with Notre Dame, and they play Houston, they get their butts kicked, and they just don't play like they normally do, like, then you know what went on. We'll find out. We'll see.
Hey, all that we're talking about also comes back to OSU. This is working out splendidly, because what if Lincoln Riley wasn't all in on the Bedlam game? Well, who knows how that helped. What if Cincinnati's not all in mentally because their head coach?
It helps.
And that helps OSU. OSU is just – it's like, gimme, gimme, gimme more.
Would you guys care to take a stab at who the listeners think is the third most likely to be named?
I don't know who the options were.
It's every name you can think of, dude. There's like 50
Stoops.
Names.
Bob Stoops.
Deion
Bob
Sanders.
Stoops is actually...
Well, again, then that's where we can stop, because the listener is crazy. So.
Well, they also have 13 votes for Alex Grinch.
Roy Manning just got a vote, apparently.
Jay Norvell has 9 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who else is
okay,
on.
I voted for
Barry Switzer. So
Barry Switzer has 76,
hey,
76 votes.
Speaking of, so it is interesting, like trying to explain this. I like to talk about like my conversations with my 8-year-old son.
Yeah.
Like my son, he thinks that because all he knows are successful OU coaches. All he knows is Barry Switzer, Bob Stoops, and Lincoln Riley. Like, he didn't even know Bud Wilkinson. And he thinks that's all OU's ever had as a coach.
Right. The program wasn't around prior to that.
So right. And I said, well, there were a couple other. He goes, really? He goes, no. Because I hear about are these guys. So, well, there's a guy, Bud Wilkinson. He goes, well, is he dead? I said, yes. He goes,
who's the one you saw naked?
It was me. Mark Mangino.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So.
And by the way, bring him back, Brent.
He said he was here a couple weeks ago for the reunion.
No, I'm telling you, bring him back, man. Beating both sides to go somewhere else. Mark Mangino.
So my son said, well, Bob's going to be coaching for the bowl game, will Barry Switzer come back to help him and be like his defensive coordinator?
He'll be there for him.
He's going to make him drinks.
Well, yeah, either way. Hey,
somebody's making a Long Island iced tea, something that sweet.
Barry was there at the press conference, Kerry. So right. Listen, that shows you Bob Stoops was already royalty. What he's done this week. I mean, it's like the king part two.
Did
it
anyone
really
check to see if any more flowers were laid at his statue's feet? I know there were three bouquets.
Very nice of you.
But I was hoping there'd be more.
Again, I think most people don't do that unless somebody has passed. So they're very much in favor of Bob living right now.
Yeah, you could celebrate someone with flowers, even the living.
Give them to him personally.
Yeah, see, I don't get that. Like, why does someone have to be dead?
Yeah, why can't you celebrate them with
flowers all the
time? Well,
then
give them to him.
There's not a whole lot of people that are alive that have statues.
But
that's
I might
the
not
problem.
Be able to run into him all the time, so the next best thing is his statue.
Why aren't you giving flowers?
I agree. If someone is alive and has a statue and they've done something that has moved you or that has motivated you or impressed you, I have no problem with leaving trinkets on
their
statue.
You know what? You're right.
On
you
the
know
base
what?
Of their statue.
You're right. I need some heat and air work. If Jason White comes up personally and repairs that, I'm going to leave flowers at his statue, not with him.
I'm leaving a newborn baby.
Oh, God. You've statue. Talked about killing cats today. You've talked about
abandoning babies now.
You're just having a
but
day.
But at the Bob Stoops statue, it couldn't be more protected and safe.
You're getting a talking to after the show. Seriously are. I'm giving flowers to Vince Gill today. I see a statue every day as I drive past the school.
There you go.
You're getting statues today. Hey, I mean, flowers today, Vince Gill statue.
Do something nice. Bring a statue some flowers.
Right.
We are the morning animals. This is 98.1 FM.
If you hate this take, then leave flowers at James Garner's statue.
Oh,
maybe mini goalposts since we live in
Sandhill. Now I feel terrible.
See, now.
That's the Rockford Files.
Rockford Files.
No,
nice.
What's the line from The Notebook? You made me want to be a better man or something. I don't know.
Who knows? That's Jack Nicholson.
Who knows? Right. People don't watch
you
those movies.
You make me want to be a better man.
We are the morning animals. This is 98.1 FM WWLS, the sports animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.